Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, we're still working on some of the players that had some of the...
So, just to correct, we did this. We talked about this really quickly about the Tonya Roberts incident. Nobody had her anyway, so it would be cool to have somebody that could have pulled that back from them. A dead boy. Nah, you don't have that. But she was only 65, so nobody had her on the list anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's still circling from what we hear.
Well, I realize that, but she's not dead.
Not soon enough for the husband, apparently.
I wasn't exactly sure what happened on that deal. I know that the publicist got a call
from the husband
while he was on the phone to someone saying, oh, it's too bad she's dead. And he gets a call and said she's not dead.
Well, so it was a husband.
Yeah, the story I read was the husband called the agent and said she's dead. So the agent puts out the statement.
After she died in his arms.
Uh-huh.
Or so the publicist mistook what the guy said.
Perhaps.
But they said he'd also been calling family, friends.
Yeah, how do you mistake
and saying she's dead?
Dead is not alive.
And then
the hospital
got the story yesterday morning with the rest of us and went, no.
You gotta wonder why the husband thought that, because you don't.
The pillow didn't take.
You don't get anything from lying about that.
No. What's the benefit?
Yeah, there is no benefit to lying about this.
No.
So you have to think the guy just got some bad information somehow. Oh, God.
I've been trying to sing this all morning.
No, you haven't.
I know. I haven't.
This is hideous.
Yeah, I'm just going to play the clip. Just the.
This is absolutely hideous.
Just right here. It's coming right here.
Yeah.
There you go. I just died
in your arms tonight. You're horrible.
That's what he said.
You are horrible. You specifically are horrible.
Who doesn't love a cutting crew?
All right. Here's what CNN says. That the husband called the publicist on Sunday night, said she had died. Phone call Monday morning. O'Brien, that's the husband, told CNN he was distraught after saying goodbye to her, left Cedar Sinai, believing it would be the last time he saw her.
Oh.
So yesterday morning, he was notified by the hospital.
She didn't die in your arms.
Well, that was Push's line. I love the song. I don't care. Yeah, must have been something you said. Like
they said it was a coincidence that O'Brien, again, that's the husband or the partner, I was doing an interview with Inside Edition when the hospital called.
You got to wait. I'm going to leave the hospital. I got lunch. I'll see you later. Put a couple tubes in her. I'll be back. Come on. Wait. You got to stay there and see if she dies. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been through this. You go to the nurse's station. You go to the doctor and say, hey, somebody should call it. You wait till somebody calls it.
I wish I could have been at the hospital.
Well, he may. What was his deal? Was he actually with her?
Yeah.
They didn't kick him out at some point?
No, apparently he did. He was. He left thinking the last time he'd seen her. So
sounds
she
like
dead.
He left on his own thinking that was the last time he was ever going to see her.
He said she died in his arms.
She did say that, right? Yeah.
He did. Yeah. He literally did.
And then she said this.
You are horrible.
I just died. Oh, that's a sad song. It must have been something you said. Yeah. Cutting crew.
Whoa.
I think I nailed it. It's too early.
Got it.
It's too early. I couldn't do it. My voice was not ready to go.
No, you got
that
it.
That early. You give me 3 hours, I hit that note.
That's a pretty tough note.
Yeah, it is. I might not hit it. I might get around it. But I ain't hitting it now. I'm nowhere near the board. That's why I played the song.
Only allowed limited contact and said what he believed were his final goodbyes, and then I figured that they shuffled him out.
That's apparently what happened. Yeah. But then why say it? Everybody screwed up here. Everybody. Especially Craig, if she survives and just walks out of there.
Well, she's not going to.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You are such a...
She's not going to.
Right. The media outlets were going with it.
Well, they have to. They're just going with the... You always go with the information the publicist gives you.
Yeah, but when I saw it on Twitter yesterday for the first time, it was TMZ. Oh, hey, Tanya Roberts isn't dead.
And the publicist has no reason not to believe the partner.
Well, I still think that the partner was sincere.
Oh, I think so, too. Because, like you said, what's the benefit of lying about something like that?
None. Unless he's a lot older than her and just forgot. You know, maybe married somebody. Maybe he was like 80-something.
Yeah, I don't know his story.
I'm glad
he says he doesn't know who to blame for the mix-up.
Tanya
Roberts, she didn't die. Blame her.
Sounds like you are the source.
She's completely passed out cold. He thought that was that. She wasn't going to recover. Went down to the elevator, distraught, lost, discombobulated. Called the publicist and told him that he had just said goodbye. So the publicist may have gotten the information bad.
Oh, he didn't say, she's dead now. He said,
like Craig,
I just said goodbye.
Craig would be a great publicist. He would call the hospital. You know that Tanya Roberts? Yeah, she's dead now.
Yeah, but that's a little more definitive than right. I just said goodbye.
Yes, it is. Obviously, it's a sad situation. And cutting crew makes it sadder.
You make it sadder.
Blame me.
I am.
I'm the bad guy.
Yes, you are. You are the bad guy here.
Todd said, before the break, Puss said, I just died. She died in his arms. And, of course, that's the song.
That's a beautiful thing.
And I went, huh? Still can't nail that right now.
Nah, you got it, man.
No. And so I looked in, and believe it or not, for some reason, in our system, we had cutting crew. You must have put that in there before, Puss, for some other reason, man. But
who knows?
I think it's for this reason, and you're both just horrible
people.
When I
saw it was in my computer here, I thought, oh, that's the best. I got cutting crew.
And you don't get to get all high and mighty here, Craig. You teed up the 500 miles or the goose on the table or something yesterday.
That's got nothing to do with...
No, Nick
just as horrible.
Nick teed up 500, Puss.
No, that is not nearly as horrible.
Craig teed up goose.
It's just as horrible. So don't
nobody had Tanya Roberts. I was hoping somebody would actually get that pulled away from their list.
Well, I think we have rejected hits before,
but not that
because
way.
because they weren't famous enough,
right?
Not because it didn't take.
It didn't take, right?
Yeah, we've never had to retract one.
No,
sorry, we had to take points off the board.
No, right. I think we have once.
Hold your card.
Really?
Yeah, for one of those for a terrorist that we were looking for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Thought
right.
We got him and then found out we didn't.
Yeah.
But that was years ago.
Yeah.
I think maybe that happened once. Other players that had Tommy Lasorda include but are not limited to Throbbing Crusader.
Robin.
Thurston Howell III gets a hit.
Oh, man.
Tickle Me Huckabee gets a hit, as does Tidy Whitey Toe Twirl.
Well, yeah.
TNT for Ricketts for president, apparently. That's a pack.
No, he can be president.
Yeah, that's a false organization.
Yeah, it is. That's fake news. Yeah.
He's my president.
Yep.
Todd and the Front Yard Chickens. That's a hit.
Great band name.
Chickles.
Yeah.
I call them Chickles.
It's funny when you do that.
Nobody calls them that. That'd be stupid.
Todd's Bedroom Eyes gets a hit.
All right. Some cuck's watching you, Todd.
Somebody's seen him.
Yeah.
I thought his bedroom eyes across were closed.
The room.
Yep.
Todd's Caddy's brother gets a hit.
That's an actual guy.
I would hope so.
Yeah, he's
Scott Caddy.
He's from Lincoln, and his brother Scott Caddy's all over the country.
Oh, so that's his name. Okay, yeah. Got it.
Yeah. I think the Caddy now is working for the Corn Ferry Tour. He carries somebody's bag on the Corn Ferry Tour.
There's a Corn Ferry Tour?
That's the sponsor. It used to be the web.com, the Nike Tour. It's the minor leagues.
What the hell's Corn Ferry?
Some financial organization.
Yeah, consulting firm type thing.
Well, it was Nike. There was a Nike Tour at one point.
It was web.com.
Web.com for years.
The
one that comes through this town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's Corn Ferry?
Yep.
Ferry like a boat or ferry like Tinkerbell?
F-E-R-R-Y.
Correct.
I think they knew
so it. Since they don't know how to answer your question, that's like a boat.
Yeah.
They don't know how to answer your question. No. They're not sure which it is.
It's the one
with the E, though.
Like your dad, Nick. Yeah.
Here's the only thing I know about Corn Ferry. They sponsor a golf tour.
Right.
Other than that, I have no idea what they're all about.
Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Todd's floor aeration service gets a hit.
One hole at a time.
Yeah. Your floor.
We did
for the season.
Help with the airflow in the house. Yeah.
We ripped out the carpet. My office there. So,
you ripped out the carpet.
I can see where the bullet hole went.
When you say we, you mean some dudes that you hired?
No.
So you see the bullet hole now?
Yeah.
Where is it? You think? Is it down into the did it go the whole way through to the garage?
Yeah. It clipped the top of the fridge. I saw where it clipped the top of the fridge.
Where is it now?
The bullet?
Yeah.
We have no idea.
Okay.
I just know where the exit wound was, where the entry wound was, and where it hit the fridge.
The universe has reclaimed it after that.
Yeah, it's just a little 9mm slug, so it probably got crushed.
Yeah, says the guy who didn't get shot.
Right. Might be behind the fridge.
Yeah.
Could be wherever. That garage is.
Yeah. Ask the fridge how little that 9mm slug felt.
You're lucky you didn't shoot through your foot.
Didn't feel a thing. Oh, I'm smart enough to aim way away from my foot.
You weren't. It went
through
off
the floor.
You weren't aiming anywhere.
Not smart enough to see if there was one in the chamber.
You're not smart enough to check and see if there's still one in the chamber.
And your wife was home when that happened?
Yep.
Didn't see the dogs for a year and a half after that. They were just hiding.
Yeah, I don't know if the dogs got scared.
Now you kept that story quiet for so long before you told us.
I do.
That's impressive.
Oh, because it's a constant abuse, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The better question is why he decided to share it with us finally.
Yeah.
Knowing this would happen.
Yeah. We all do that. We share stuff we don't think we should after a while.
Well, it's a great story.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah, I did kind of feel obligated.
Yeah. Since nobody was hurt.
And I sat on it for a long, long time.
Yes, you did.
To save myself a couple years of agony. But then I felt it's my duty.
It was your duty
to tell you.
You said duty.
Here's what I did.
Aerated the floor.
I mean, that's most radio shows.
Well, the carpet grows back better the next season.
They would sit around.
It's like a starfish.
Brag about all the smart stuff that they did. That's not us.
Nope, not us at all.
We got to tell you about the stupid stuff that we did.
So when you hate us, nobody hates us more than we do. Really. You know, those emails and stuff are just hilarious to us. Seriously, they really are.
Did you see that meme that said if you could get $50,000, but the person you hate the most in the world would get $100,000, would you do it? And somebody responded like, why wouldn't I want $150,000?
Oh, what a great line. What a great line. And even before that, yes.
Yeah.
People loved your would you rather yesterday, Nick, although they were grossed out by it the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah. There's not a good choice there.
Eat your grandmother alive or dead. That's pretty much what it was. I think we all chose
pushed
dead,
squinged
right?
Again.
Except the fact, yeah.
Yeah, check out this week's episode of Shameless. There's a bit of a dip and a toe into that area.
Okay. Incest?
No. No, but it involves a very old lady.
Oh, okay. And dip it more than a toe then. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Avista. Right.
It's hilarious.
I'm sure.
They don't show it to you. They just allude to it.
But yes, if the person I hated the most, that's a big list. But I would think that, I would take 50 grand if they got 100. I don't care. Because, first of all, the person I hate the most is not just a regular guy walking around. I don't really hate anybody in my personal life. You know what I mean? So it'd be somebody that's famous and they got money anyways. Who cares if they get another 100,000?
You don't have a mortal enemy?
No, I don't really care.
Yeah, it's exhausting to hate somebody personally.
Yeah, it is. I mean, because then those kind of people, you just jettison them from your life. You don't hang out, you know?
Yeah. That's easy.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, you let that happen. It can consume your soul.
Right. Hey, gentlemen, we don't know. It's not the point. British TV actor.
But you're right, Nick. I would have $150,000. I know.
That response was perfect.
Easily. What about him, Craig? Sorry.
Guy over in England, Harry Visinoni.
Yep.
Visinoni, whatever. Yep. He's on their soap opera, Coronation Street. It says, he went to the bathroom in his apartment, found a 4-foot python slithering on the toilet.
Burn it down.
God.
Burn it down.
He and the girlfriend closed the door, sealed the room, called animal rescue. They captured the snake, which they believe, here's the deal. They believe this snake belonged to the previous owner of the apartment who had died several months earlier.
Oh, where was it? In the walls or something?
They don't know.
Oh, my God. It easily.
But now they've figured out that this python has been in their apartment the entire time they've been living there.
Oh, my God. It could have strangled them in their sleep.
It's terrifying. It could have mated and reproduced in the walls, and there's more.
Yeah, you got to move.
Yeah, it's time. Yeah, you got to get out of there.
Was there more than one?
They lose their cat or dog within the first week?
They didn't know anything about it.
Well, you didn't know there was one, so you don't know if there's another one.
You're right.
Man.
Now I want my deposit back.
Wouldn't you almost rather hear that it crawled up through the toilet?
Yes.
I guess they can't crawl. They'd slither.
Then it was there the whole time.
Yeah.
They're lucky they're alive. They're really lucky they're alive.
And then you're going to move, and then you're going to move into someplace new and go, well, what's
right.
lurking in here?
Right.
You're never going to feel safe.
And you got to go to the bathroom.
Right. I'm going to need you to tear down all the walls.
Yeah.
So we can see what's inside.
Yeah, single-handedly you're going to have to build your own house to make sure that you know exactly what is and isn't in there.
There was a guy in Australia that decided to live with a gigantic huntsman spider.
There'd be two pythons in my bed then.
You're going to have to tell that other guy to leave.
Yeah, that's what I meant, Nick. It wasn't me. Yeah. It's the other guy.
There was a guy in Australia that decided to live with a gigantic huntsman spider in his home.
Is a huntsman spider.
Well,
I'm
going to
post a picture.
Okay. About a 12-inch leg span.
Oh, my God. Oh,
are they size of a dinner plate, they basically
say. And almost 2 inches body length.
Are they...
So that's about the size of a panfish.
Are they poisonous?
It's large.
I have no idea what a panfish is. Right. Give me something. Give me a normal everyday object.
A bluegill? A crappie?
A dinner plate.
There
They're about
Thank
as big
you.
Around as a dinner plate.
Thank you. That's are they poisonous?
No.
Okay. People hate spiders, man.
They're creepy.
He said he hopes that this gigantic huntsman spider will grow some more as time goes on. He says that he allows the huntsman spider in his house due to their appetite for cockroaches. They don't use toxic kill all chemicals for pests, he explained to IFL Science. They have named the spider Charlotte.
Of course.
No.
To make it easier for their son and daughter to live with the spider.
Oh, man, they're raising some freaks.
Check out the pictures on Twitter.
All right.
I'm trying to put it on Facebook.
Do they love it and hug it? No, they don't touch it. Look how cute the spider is sleeping there.
It looks a little delicate. And it also looks to be about the size of your dog.
They
They
produce venom that they are unlikely to use it on humans. They prefer to run away rather than bite.
Oh, my God.
Unlikely.
And if they were to bite you, the effects would be mild.
Oh, my God. That's spooky looking.
And they're fast.
At TNT Radio. Oh, and it's fast?
Yeah.
No way.
And live like, with that in your
like,
house.
Like Puss put on Twitter. Oh, hell no.
It looks like a Halloween decoration.
It does. Until it runs really fast at you, Nick.
Man.
They're not going to hurt you, though, right?
I don't care. You wouldn't have that thing
there.
What
a bunch of pussies you are.
You wouldn't have that.
You're going to go to sleep in a house knowing that there's a spider the size of a dinner plate just lurking somewhere.
No, he would not.
It isn't likely
to
bite you.
No.
Right. And he's going to eat all the cockroaches.
No, your dog's going to eat that thing.
Maybe.
Right.
Dog might lose that fight.
Yeah, you're right.
Your dog certainly would.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I don't think dogs and that spider could coexist.
No.
This is like how big I expect a spider to be when my wife yells that there's a spider.
I know. I know. I got to do that all the time, you know. Oh, my God, that's horrible.
You'd have to kill that thing with a baseball bat.
Check it out at TNT Radio Empire.
I think you kill it. You kill it with fire.
I think you burn that thing to the ground. Yeah.
I'm trying to put it on Facebook, but Facebook's not letting me. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Censorship.
No, I can't find a button that says post.
Oh.
Something's changed here.
Well, they took that away.
A woman out of Canada has been charged for trying to use a loophole to get out of a local COVID curfew in Quebec. A curfew has taken effect requiring that residents stay at home from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. daily for 4 weeks.
All because of COVID's killing people, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But there are certain exceptions, like walking a dog, that are included.
How about walking your spider?
Police apparently found a woman out walking during the curfew with her boyfriend on a leash. When asked what she was doing, the woman said she was walking her dog.
Bitch. Walking my dog, bitch.
The couple refused to cooperate with police. Now they're looking at fines of up to $6,000.
Well, first of all, if that's happening to me,
we're taking the boyfriend out on a leash for a walk.
I'm taking advantage and I'm pooping in the yard. I am pooping outside.
Well, the police don't agree that he is her dog.
Make sure you bring a baggie, honey. I got one ready to go. In fact, a Target bag is about what you need for this one.
She'd be carrying it around.
Right. And during the discussion, I'd be sniffing the cop's ass. No, I'm a dog.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Was he on all fours?
If you want to break the curfew, just buy a freaking dog. You know? Yeah, was he on all fours? That Nick's always... That's like the second question Nick always asks.
Apparently. Yeah, he does.
Before we move on. Gotta know.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.